Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hi.
How you doing? So, Big Laurie, this is Dave. How you doing?
Hey, Dave. How are you doing?
Yeah, very good. Thanks for your time. Thanks for doing this.
Of course.
Thanks for having us on.
Oh, no, pleasure. It's great. It's great. So, how is it out there? Where are you living out there?
Well, I'm actually in England. Sorry to completely disappoint you. Yeah.
Oh, what a disappointment.
Yeah, I got stuck here about 2 months ago.
Oh, did you? What part of England are you in?
So basically, 2 months ago we had a couple of weeks off, and I thought it'd be a really good idea to kind of put myself in a bothy, which is one of those little huts in the middle of nowhere, and isolate myself for 2 weeks. And then 2 weeks later, I came out and everyone else was doing exactly the same thing. So I completely fucked it. Then Trump wouldn't let me back in, and now I'm stuck in the north of England.
Yeah, he's touchy like that, isn't he? So you're stuck in with your parents or something?
With my girlfriend, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Northumberland.
Yeah. I'm in New York, so like half disappointment.
Okay, yeah, so it perks us up a bit. So at least we've got one New Yorker.
Yeah,
it's not all bad. And how's that? How long have you been in New York now?
5 years, I think, about 5 years.
So do you prefer Droga 5 New York to JWT London?
Yeah, I mean, we were at Wydens before we came to Droga, and those two places are quite different. But it's hard to compare, really. They're like, I guess the American market's a big, big different place. So, yeah. I don't know which one I prefer, but Droga's been good to us. So, yeah, it's been fun out here.
Well, yeah, it's
been good to Droga as well.
A lot of awards out there. And obviously, you've done all that great New York Times stuff, which I love that stuff. And how are they working? I mean, they must be amazing. I used to work on The Guardian, which was great because you're getting interesting stories coming in all day rather than saying, can we do an ad saying this beer is delicious? You're talking about murders and all sorts of amazing stuff.
Yeah, it's amazing working with them. I mean, they're like, the last 3 years they've obviously been playing a huge role out here in the kind of anti-misinformation culture, you know, Trump, and I think a lot of the work we do sits with that as the background. So that's been like, you know, obviously it's not great for the world, but it's, you know, it makes the tension in the work
for your book.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, yeah. But like you say, like working with The Guardian is probably similar, that they're always like coming to us with interesting stories that they want to tell. Or like, I mean, more recently, like, I don't know if you know, there's a project called the 1619 Project.
Oh yeah, that was great. I listened to those podcasts, yeah.
Yeah, insane. So we, you know, even just being able to like lightly be part of that is amazing, and trying to like promote that kind of thing. So yeah, whether it's big stuff or small stuff, they're always interesting.
Brilliant. Right. So how are you managing to work then, you two? Presumably you're working as much as ever.
I actually think, I mean, you'll probably get two different answers here, but I'm quite enjoying it because I get in the mornings to just actually think and write emails and stuff, and then the afternoon is all the meetings. But Laurie will probably say it's shit because he's covering for me from about 9 onwards.
No, it's been all right, actually. Like, I mean, we kind of, I guess, split the accounts a little bit, so we just kind of run it a bit more like that. Yeah, it's been fine. It was obviously pretty weird for everybody, like early on, just like working out how you do it. And we've obviously got the unique time difference thing, which is just like very personal. But aside from that, just getting used to Zooms and all those things, as I'm sure you've heard already. But it's been good, actually. I think the space has been great. And there's something to be said for that kind of boredom, kind of makes you think about things more deeply and more interestingly, hopefully.
Do you think you're thinking slightly differently then?
I think so. We're definitely seeing it in the work as well that we see. It's, I think people have time to go like, is that as interesting as it can be? Because they can't like get up and go and talk to somebody. They've kind of just got to go and make a cup of tea and then come back to wherever they're working, you know? So I think that's actually a good thing. It's forcing people to like think more deeply about stuff.
So how would you say the work that you're seeing and doing is slightly differently? Is it more emotional or more thoughtful or intelligent? Or I don't know, is there any of those things that because the people have less distractions and people are a bit more sensitive probably at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you want to jump in, but the sensitivity is definitely there. I think also like in a good way, people are going, do we really need to do that? Because the pandemic's quite good at making you realise that you can be just adding to the noise. So yeah. I think that a lot of teams are feeling that, and rightfully. So that's been good. But yeah, I mean, just seeing really interesting stuff. Hard to pin it down specifically, I guess.
Yeah, interesting. So do you think when this is, if it's ever over, do you think you'll work slightly differently? Do you think you would choose to maybe say one day at home or work more out of the office or just go straight back as it was if you had the choice?
I think it will inevitably go that way. I think you realise how most of the meetings you have in offices are completely pointless.
Yeah.
And you just talk about nothing and you make no decisions. And I think I'm just way more productive.
Yeah, a few people have said that. So you'll try and get a slightly different structure to your week.
Yeah, I think so. It's like, it depends on where, I mean, there's like so many things you read about. They'll be listing an office as a luxury. And you hear about loads of businesses in Manhattan already. I mean, not in our industry, but like people like Morgan Stanley just like already shutting down businesses just for good. So I think there's definitely a shift in like the idea of having a space. I think you'll need it to make people feel like they belong, but everyone seems to be working, especially in America. I mean, people have gone back to their parents' houses in like Florida or LA, and people just make it work. So and I think that's making people think a bit. So I don't know how it will actually shake out.
I think one thing I do miss though is having doors and meeting rooms, because the one thing that completely disappears is like any kind of respect for just like barging in on people's meetings. You don't know whether people are on a Zoom call or not. You're getting 5,000 G chats a minute.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare.
So, right, we want a recommendation. So obviously a lot of people who listen to this are bored out of their brains. So recommend something they could watch, read or listen to that they may not have considered.
It's a hard one. Obviously, there's the usual things. I'm actually going through a bit of a kind of phase of just binging terrestrial TV, just because I haven't had it for 5 years.
Like what? What are you watching? What are you enjoying?
It's funny. I think actually the things I'm watching have a small bit of competitiveness in them, probably filling like a big sporting hole in my life. There's a lot of shit, but things like, I don't know if you've seen a show called Five Guys a Week.
No.
And it's awful, but at the same time, it's fucking brilliant. And there's an episode with the Nina episode I'd recommend.
Okay.
Because four of the guys just storm out at 3 a.m. because they haven't won. And then other shit like Celebrity SAS, Who Dares Wins. But apart from that, just all the usual stuff, really. Like The Normal People and
that kind of pandemic trilogy, everyone seems to own, like The Normal People, Last Dance, Tiger King. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you can recommend stuff you've just started, but there's a series that's got Mark Ruffalo in I Know This Much Is True on HBO. That's a really interesting one.
Yeah. Is that good? I've seen that advertised, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I mean, I literally only just started it, so it's probably cheating on the recommendation. I started a thing called The Great last night, which was it's like a Hulu show. It's like, it feels like Nicholas Holt's done a spin-off of The Favourite, which is, it's quite fun. It's a good watch. But yeah, I was the same as Toby. Like in the kind of dark fourth week of this, I ended up binging all sorts of weird British TV just to kind of connect me back.
Well, we had a recommendation from Billy Mead. I don't know whether you worked with Billy when you were over here.
Yeah.
He recommended The Vicar of Dibley.
Oh, yeah.
What are you laughing at? But that was his
recommendation. No, it's a classic.
That is. I don't know if you've seen much of Dawn French's work, but that was his recommendation. I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah.
I can't believe you don't like The Vicar of Dibley.
Oh, you're not standing up for Billy on that, are you? Right. So what else have we got? So have you learnt anything about yourselves since being in this period of isolation?
I think what I'm finding certainly in New York, is that it's the same in London, of course, but you just kind of having to get up, go somewhere, get somewhere. A lot of that time you get back, and it allows you to kind of maybe, you know, do a bit more exercise. If you're kind of not really disciplined, like I'm not, then it kind of, that kind of bagginess helps. When you get that time back, you can kind of maybe do a bit more of the stuff that you should be doing. Other than that, I don't know.
Okay, Pav.
If you could restart the Premier League or open pubs, which one?
I'd open pubs, I think.
I'd go Premier League because I'm here.
Who do you support, Lauren?
I'm a Liverpool fan.
Jesus Christ. So that's been a question we've asked a few people.
Yeah.
Should Liverpool be given the title or should it be null and void? And sadly, everyone said just null and void it. It's all those...
it's null and void anyway.
It's how many points do you have to be ahead to get given it? What were you, 25 points ahead?
Isn't it like two more wins and then we're, I don't know.
Very cool.
I think you could keep playing until Liverpool win, and then as they win, then you freeze the rest of the table. Yeah. The bottom of the league.
Has anyone said
anywhere like, from maybe 2 to 9 games to get out of the relegation zone?
You could also like maybe merge this year and next year. So it just becomes like a 2-year marathon.
Like a rollover.
Yeah.
Yeah, rollover premiership.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose you've been waiting 30 years. Another year won't make any difference.
Exactly.
So you'd have a 25-point lead to start with. I mean, but, you know, it seems a crime to just snatch it from you. But everybody's saying, no, we think you should void the season, start again, which is cruel. But
yeah, there's been a lot of Man U fans, isn't there?
Mainly Man U fans. There's been the odd Liverpool fan disagreeing with that.
So should we do the bog roll question, Dave?
Go on then.
How many loo rolls have you got?
I cut it quite fine. I think we're on about six.
Six.
You're getting some huge numbers. I've like heard like 50s and stuff.
Well, there is someone sitting on the top of the table. We never name him now because we don't want to shame him, but who's sitting on 90, not a pack of 90 in his garage.
Oh, my God.
Which is probably could fill an apartment in Manhattan. It's the size of an apartment. So are you drinking more or less out there?
I'm drinking a lot less, actually.
Are you?
Yeah. Less people. Less sociable. It's starting to, I think it's warming up here now and everyone's starting to go outside in the parks and stuff. I think like the drinking laws here are like slackening a bit, which is good because you can't drink outside in America. Yeah,
that's less of a drinking culture generally, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
In your two separate locations, can you notice anything environmentally positive about what's going on? You know, are you seeing more animals or bluer skies or anything?
Sorry, what's it like? I'm in the middle of the countryside, so it's pretty much the same, I think. Maybe less.
I can say what I like, can't I? I mean, yeah, the sky is really blue, beautifully blue. The East River is like clear as anything now.
Is it?
Yeah, you can see to the bottom. there's like animals I haven't seen before in New York. It's
amazing. Really?
Yeah.
Like what? What? Name those animals. What animals have you seen?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I mean, I don't know. It's beautiful here. I don't know. I've got like one tree to look at my window, so it gives you an idea of the nature.
Right, okay. Yeah, so that tree is not looking much different from a few months
ago. No, he's looking very similar, actually.
Yeah. Who would you rather take control of the pandemic, Donald Trump or Joe Exotic?
it's a no-brainer on Joe Exotic, isn't it?
Yeah, we desperately looking for someone to say Trump, but we can't find anyone who's said it so far.
You can say Trump if you want, and then you can just cut it in.
Yeah, we could cut it in. We could stitch you up by just sliding Trump in there. You don't look like sourdough bakers.
Sorry, the massive sourdough man.
I did actually try the sourdough, yeah.
Did you really?
I gave it a go, yeah. It's
and
quite
how
hard.
Did you get on? It's quite all technical, right. Isn't it? It's like a science experiment.
Really technical, and like it just there's a lot of build-up for like a pretty dodgy piece of bread or loaf of bread.
We've started having to arrange our meetings around Laurie's sourdough.
Has one day.
So did you watch The Last Dance, did you guys?
Oh, amazing, yeah. It's
really good.
Did you come out of it liking Jordan more or less? Liking, not admiring.
Yeah, I think I did.
You liked him more?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's hard though, isn't it? It's all wrapped into the same thing. Like when he kind of half cries in episode 7.
I don't think I got to that. Thanks.
Yeah, I warmed up a bit towards it. I mean, I couldn't. He was amazing. He when you go through the episodes, he comes over a little bit harsher than you imagine. Yeah. And then you get a bit further and, you know. But Parv was unrelentingly... You went off him a bit, didn't you, Parv?
Yeah, I did.
Really?
Yeah,
I mean he's a maniac, isn't he? Let's be honest.
He's a maniac. But I mean, obviously, I love him as a sportsman. But I did go off him just a little bit, just because I thought he came across as the person that would fuck you over.
Totally. Yeah. Did you find it strange that he didn't mention his family once?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you didn't. His wife only come up in episode 8 or 9 or something. I don't know whether that was a deliberate thing because he wanted to keep her private or protected or something. But
someone told me that he got this thing made. He'd been sitting on the footage for like years. And then I think when LeBron won his 5th championship or something, he was like, right, let's make it. I need to get back to the top of everyone's minds. I don't know if that's true.
Really? Well, that sounds absolutely...
Sounds right, though, doesn't it?
It does sound absolutely right, yeah.
I felt really sorry for Scottie Pippen. I just thought...
He seemed nice, didn't he?
Yeah, he's a really nice guy.
All right. So one last question, guys, which is, can you name an ad that you've seen that you liked or hated in this period of lockdown?
There's some really bad ones, aren't there? There's a good Lurpak one out, which I think, I don't know whether it was pre or post COVID, but it fits quite well with the time.
Lurpak in the UK. Is Lurpak out there? Is that American as well or not?
Don't think so. No.
It's a bit of a sea of sameness out here. It's very kind of earnest Corona stuff, which was, I think, really good at the beginning, but now.
Yeah. Excellent. All right, that was great.
Can I just say one thing? I love the Michael Phelps spot, and I was on the jury at DNAD, but I think we might have given it 2 pencils.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Thank you very much, yeah.
Such a great spot.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
I absolutely love that. Brilliant.
Thank you.
Brilliant.
Thanks for having us on. It's been
a pleasure. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, cool.
Cheers, Laurie. See you, Toby. All the best.
Bye, guys.
Cheers, lads.
Bye. Bye.